Texte numéro 98. Women rule the world, but only if it's made in Dagenham. Many people seem to find made in Dagenham not just funny and affecting, but also exceptionally uplifting. The film presses many well-worn buttons, and which of these activates its firepower is open to debate. Dagenham in the 1960s is presented as enthralled to blinkered routine, bumbling incompetence and heedless injustice. It's a place controlled by men, and its deficiencies spring from theirs. Women have been shunted to the margins, where their contribution goes unrecognised and their potential unexplored. The women rise up. They realise they can and should overcome their male oppressors. Yet the way to do this isn't to beat them at their own game. Men believe in convention, authority and hierarchy. They favour abstract theory, systems and rule books. Women do things differently. In their domain, sisterly cooperation replaces blustering self-promotion. Compassion trumps protocol. Good humour banishes pomposity. Above all, homely common sense mocks heartless custom and practice. The triumph of these values makes the world a better place. There's nothing wrong with a cheering fantasy. However, the idea that women could run things better than men isn't restricted to the screen. It's also popular in the real world and grows more insistent whenever a predominantly male elite plunges us all into some new calamity. War in Iraq, as much as the Peloponnese, is rooted in machismo. Political factionalism is displaced brawling. Disastrously reckless financial speculation is fueled by testosterone. If only women could take over our parliament, boardrooms and trading floors, how much better things would have been? How much better might they still be? Yet is such thinking well-founded? Made in Dagenham's account of the events it portrays is supposed to be accurate. The Ford machinists who overturned male injustice in 1968 were indeed ordinary women. Nonetheless, the filmmakers felt obliged to tweak reality just a little. The strike leader wasn't actually a lovable ingenue called Rita. She was a traditional union bruiser called Rose, whom her comrades regarded as a right cow. Rose seems to have considered the male-run union establishment rather more supportive than Rita finds it to be. Doubtless, there are times when intuitive female gumption does indeed rightly defeat pig-headed male logic. Yet, the idea that it could be the answer to the nation's problems is questionable, to say the least. Convolution, disputation, and assertiveness may be dispiriting, but they're not solely products of the masculine character. In a complicated and disobliging world, they're necessary instruments for getting things done. They couldn't simply be replaced by a stiff dose of female common sense. The illusion that they could helps feed the disaffection that's rotting the body politic. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2010.